Now we come in Psalm 33, we come to an orphanic psalm, an orphan psalm. And we see here the inner experiences of the righteous. And I think that this psalm reveals praise to God. We find the praises of a redeemed people and the praise of His Word and of His work in creation and the praises for those. And we have for the first time the mention of musical instruments that were used. We've had it in the introduction before, but here it's in the psalm itself. And we read now, this is an orphanic psalm, which means we do not know the author. This is the one psalm in this little segment of Psalms David did not write. Rejoice in the Lord, O ye righteous, for praise is befitting to the upright. Now here's a psalm of praise, to rejoice in the presence of God. When I said that David didn't write it, I should not have put it quite like that. We don't know who wrote it. David could have written this one. Now, will you notice? Praise the Lord with the harp. Sing unto Him with a psaltery and an instrument of 10 strings. Now, that instrument of 10 strings is a wonderful instrument. These guitars today that are being used in music and being brought in the church, not one of them has 10 strings on it. When anybody learns to play an instrument of 10 strings, I say, let's bring it into church. But until you can play on that many, I don't care who you are. I'm not sure it should be brought in. The harp and the psaltery and an instrument of 10 strings. Sing unto Him a new song. Now, what is that new song? I'd like to spend time with this, but I'm not going to be able to spend time with it. But several of the psalms talk about a new song that is coming up. And I think that when we get to the time of that new song, there's going to be a new singer. I'm going to have a new body. Then I think I'll be able to sing. I want to. I hope the Lord let me sing in heaven. Now, verse 9 of chapter 5. And they sung a new song, saying, Thou art worthy to take the book, to open the seals thereof. Thou wast slain, hast redeemed us to God by thy blood out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation. Now, this song here is a song and praising God that He's the Creator and that He's given us His Word. But the new song coming up in heaven, we're going to sing because He is our Redeemer. And then again, we find in Revelation 14:3, and they sung, as it were, a new song before the throne, and so on. So that a new song is coming up, and we'll have some new singers then. I'm sure some of us that can't sing today will be in on that. Now we are told here, sing unto Him a new song, play skillfully with a loud voice. And friends, I do believe if you're going to sing, you ought to be good at it before you get up before a group of people. Church music is in sad state today. I get around to many churches, and I think there are a lot of folk ought not to be singing. And the second thing is, I think it ought to be a gift from the Lord. Now, it may not be that you're a trained musician, but you should be dead sure you're doing this for the profit, for the building up of the church. And unless it does that, it shouldn't be an exercise in futility of trying to hit high C when you can't even hit high A or B. Now, let's look at this very wonderful psalm that we have here as we move on in it. Now, we read that here they sing a song, for the word of the Lord is right, and all His works are done in truth. The word of God and the works of God, and His works are creation.